Pope Francis has issued a letter to Catholics around the world condemning priestly sex abuse and a cover-up. The Vatican issued this letter today ahead of Francis's trip this weekend to Ireland, a trip that's expected to be dominated by the abuse crisis. For reaction, we're joined now on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Brother Charles Hilken, a professor of history at St. Mary's College of California and a specialist in the history of the papacy and the Vatican. Thank you so much for taking a few minutes to talk to us. What's your reaction to this letter?
The report came out 6 days ago, and the Pope obviously took his time to put his thoughts together, to pray over this, and to address a letter to the Church, and he came out very forcefully today.
The reaction has been mixed, with some people saying perhaps these were just sort of hollow words because there's no specific plan in the letter as to how to deal with abuses within the Church. What would you say to that?
Well, I would say he outlined a couple of things in the letter. First of all, he said that the way forward, the path forward, is a change of culture. And then he identified one of the things there, that's clericalism. That is that we think of the Church as this closed society of leaders. And he's been at this since he came in, to say the sacramental ministry should be a ministry of service, not necessarily of political rule. And so he's been at this, and so one of the first thing he talks about is a change of culture. And with that, he calls on all Catholics to become he calls for active participation of all Church members in charting a path for the future. He called for a universal penitential exercise of prayer and fasting. And people say the Pope doesn't give, you know, strong suggestions. This invitation is something very real to him, and he went to the ways that prayer and fasting can open people to listening especially to people's suffering, and he spoke of conversion.
And we talk about sort of the Catholic Church as a whole and all Catholics around the world. What do you think, how important do you think this is for your everyday Church members?
It's very important. I was sitting next to a colleague today in a faculty meeting, and she said she had to leave Sunday Mass at Sunday in the wake of this news coming out. She grew up in Pennsylvania, and she was overwhelmed by the reality of these reports. It's very important.
All right. Well, we thank you so much for taking a few minutes to talk to us. That is Brother Charles Hilken, a professor of history at St. Mary's College of California.